Okay, we're starting Torah Nun Ches on the Kutei Moran tonight, which is very choppy, which makes it much easier than the usual Torahs on the Kutei Moran. It's small paragraphs, each item very clearly explained. Lashon Rabbeinu Zal, this is the exact wording that Rabbeinu Zal had written down. Isa b'zohar bereshis, it's brought in the Zohar Kodesh Parshas bereshis, this quotation. Listen to this quotation, you won't understand it at all, and Rabbeinu Zal is going to clarify it piece by piece, unit by unit. Klas nafkin mechad, there are three which come from one. Chad ol ben train, there is one which goes up between two. Train yamkin lechad, there are two which are yonik, which provide for one. Chad yanik lekamo sitrin, and there is one which by step, each unit, explain exactly what it's talking about and how it's all connected. Hainu, Rabbeinu Zal says this means, ki be'er va'onon umon, the well and the clouds and the mon that Bnei Yisrael were given while they were going through the desert, kulam chazru bizchus Moshe Rabbeinu, all were returned to Bnei Yisrael in the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshamru Chazal, as the Gemara says in Tainus, the Gemara says that these three items came in the Zechus of three Tzadikim. The Gemara says that the Be'er came in the Zechus of Miriam Hanaviyah. The Onon came in the Zechus of Aaron HaKoyen. The Pasuk says, Ki Be'onon Nira Hashem Aleichem. The word Nira is the letters Aharon, the Zohar Kodesh says, showing that the Anonim, the clouds that traveled with Bnei Yisrael in the desert were in the Zechus of Aaron HaKoyen, and the Mon was in the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says there that when Miriam Hanaviyah passed away, the Be'er stopped providing water for a period of time, and then it was restored. In whose Zechus was it restored? In the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says that when Aaron HaKoyen passed away, the clouds left Bnei Yisrael for a short period of time, and they were restored. In the Zechus of whom? In the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, all three items were taken away. All three items ceased to exist, because the one pillar who had been holding up all three was actually Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Rabbeinu is going to quote this statement in the Gemara. K'moshamru Chazal, as the Gemara says in Tainus, there's a pasuk which says, Hashem says to Bnei Israel, Vo'akhid shloishes haroyim v'yerach echod. I will take away, I will remove, that's not the word I'm looking for,
uproot,
something like uproot, like, I will shatter all three shepherds in 1 month. So the Gemara asks in Tainus, v'chi b'yerach echod meisu, did these three tzaddikim, did Miriam Hanavi and Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu pass away in the same month? We know they didn't. Aaron HaKohen passed away, Rosh Chodesh Av.
Right.
Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Adar.
Miriam 10th of Nisan.
And Miriam the 10th day of Nisan. Right? Hakamas Mishkan. So the question is why does the Gemara say that I'll take them all away in 1 month? What does this refer to? Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki behistalkusam shel Aharonu Miriam, when Aaron HaKohen and Miriam each passed away, Nistalku Ononu Be'er. When Aaron HaKohen passed away, the Onon left. When Miriam passed away, the Be'er left. V'chazru b'zchus Moshe, and they were returned to Bnei Israel in the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. U'kishen istalik Moshe b'yerach Ador, and when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away during the month of Ador, on the 7th day of Ador, azay nistalku be'er v'onon umon. Then all three items left Bnei Israel. All three passed away in the same month. When it says, plus nafki mechad, three came forth from one, Hainu be'er va'onon umon hoyu b'shvil chad b'shvil Moshe. These three items, the be'er, the onon, and the mon, were all in the zechus of one person. Who was the one person? Moshe Rabbeinu. Period. That's the first item. Next, Rabbeinu Zal explains, u'Moshe hoyon nishmosoi kolol mishloisha ovois. Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness was that his neshama was a combination of the kedusha of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'hoyo loikoyach lahamshich elu hashloisha hashbois. This is what gave him the power to draw these three types of shefa. Be'er Mayim Chai, Rabbeinu is going to show how these three items symbolize the three avos. Be'er Mayim Chayim, the well of flowing water, Zebechinas Avram. That symbolizes Avram Avinu, who is known as Midas HaChesed, kindness. Kindness is always referred to as flowing, a flow of kindness, which is an inyan of Mayim. Rabbeinu Zal says, Meimei HaChesed, the waters of Chesed. We know also the Avraham Hischil Lachbar Be'eros. Avraham Avinu was the first one about whom it's written in the Torah that he dug wells. So we see that the Be'er is an inyan of Avraham Avinu. It symbolizes Avraham Avinu. The Onon, the clouds, Zebechinas Yitzchak. That symbolizes Yitzchak. Bechinas Cheshech Onon Va'arofel. Clouds symbolize darkness. Darkness. Rabbeinu Zal says, Bechinas Vatichenu Einov Meirais. It says by Yitzchak Avinu that when he got older, he began to get blinded. His eyes became too weak to see. He couldn't see well. So we see that Yitzchak Avinu is the Bechina of the Onon, the clouds.
Atichana means dark.
Weak.
Okay.
Yad Keha is the weaker hand.
Right.
Umon Zebechinas Yaakov. Mon, that symbolizes Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas Lirois B'Yaakov Amoy. Yaakov Avinu is known as the provider for Bnei Yisrael, the one who provides Shefa, which is the Mon. The Mon was the one which the provisions for Bnei Yisrael in the desert. Rabbeinu Zal says now.
Is Lirois B'Yaakov to see?
No. The word Lirois here means to provide.
Oh,
shepherd. To act as a shepherd. Shchon Eretz Ure'e Emunah. Rabbeinu Zal says, Moshe Shehoya Kol Me'ovois. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was actually a combination of the three avos, Ne'amar Boi, that's why we'll show you how by him is written a posik which relates to Be'er, to Onon, and to Mon. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoshev Moshe al HaBe'er. Moshe Rabbeinu sat down by the well when it came to his looking for a shidduch, right? Uksiv Bey, and it's when he went to Yisroi, you know, when he went to the home of Yisroi. Uksiv Bey, and the Pasuk says about him, Vayovoi Moshe b'toich he'onon. When Hashem came to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem came to Bnei Yisrael in a cloud, and Moshe Rabbeinu entered into the cloud, and he went up. We see that the Onon is mentioned by Moshe Rabbeinu. And by the Mon, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe aleihem. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, Hu halechem. This is the bread which Hashem has provided for you. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hu daiko. He said this specifically, meaning, Koi al Moshe biatzmoi. He was referring to himself, Hu halechem. I am the one in whose zechus comes all the panot, all the shefa for Bnei Israel. She b'zechusai ochlu hamon. It's in the zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu that the Jews were zechet to the mon. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ulasid, and in the future, Bishas HaTchia, when there will be Tchias HaMesim, when the bodies will be restored back to life, Yokum Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu will get up from the dead, Kolul Mishloisha Avos Kamei Kedem, and he will be again a combination of the Gimel Avos as he was originally. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, Ma Shehoya Hu Sheyiyeh. That which was, is that which will be. The Zohar HaKadosh says the first letters, Ma Shehoya, who is Moshe. Who is this referring to? Ma Shehoya, who Sheyir, the one, the Moshe Rabbeinu, who took the Jews out of Golis the last time when they were in Golis in Egypt. He is the one who will come together with the two Moshiachs, Moshiach ben Yosef and Moshiach ben David. This trio will take Bnei Israel out of Golis Losid Lavoyim. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Chumash, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hincha Shoichev im Avoisecha, you're going to go to sleep with your forefathers, you're going to pass away im Avoisecha, with the Avois HaKdoshim, the Kom, and you will rise up afterwards. You will rise up how? Im Avoisecha, again, Kol from the Avois HaKdoshim. Shayokum b'tchia, Moshe Rabbeinu will get up at Tchia Sameisin, Kolul Mishloshton, again as a combination of all three of his HaKadoshim. V'zeh, and this is what it's meant in the Zohar HaKadosh when it says, three come from one. The Be'er, Onan, and Mon come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Chad Bitlas Kaimo. Because this one is actually hooked up to three. Moshe Rabbeinu is hooked up to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's why we find that he's able to provide the Be'er and the Onan and Amon. And this is why the Zohar Kodesh says that from the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a direct tunnel leading to the Maris HaMachpelah. Again, you see the connection between the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. You see that these two are very close together. Also, one of the Mefarshim brings in the back, there's a pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu where it says, Vayihi Yodov Emuna Adboi HaShemesh, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was doing battle against Amalek, he lifted up his hands in tefillah until the sun set. So they bring Emuna, that's the Bechin of Avraham Avinu. By Avraham Avinu it says, V'he'emin Bashem, by Ashveh Olo Yitztoko. Ad boy, Vayihi Yodov Emuna, Ad boy HaShemesh. Ad boy, that symbolizes Yitzchak Avinu. About whom the Pasuk says, V'Yitzchak bo, mi'ba'oi, be'er lachayroi. He came from having gone to be'er lachayroi. We see this lesson of bo, by Yitzchak Avinu. HaShemesh, Shemesh is Yaakov Avinu. About whom it says, V'zorach Eloi, that the sun shone by Yitzchak Eloi HaShemesh. When the Malach touched him on his thigh and he heard him, the sun shone for him and cured him. The sun was a refuah to him. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was a combination of the three of his
salvation. And so this is, I think Rabbi mentioned it once before, that why by Moshe Rabbeinu's Yotzei you don't make so... What's the reason you don't go so big?
I don't recall him explaining it. I recall him being asked, and he seemed to say...
The question is once, and I said, no, I don't know why. I really don't recall.
Lag BaOmer, this past Lag BaOmer, we went into that whole topic about that it's not coincidental that there are three dates that always come out on the exact same day. Rabbi Nezal's Hilula, Lag BaOmer, and Zayin Adar. Those three dates always come out on the exact same day of the week. And a lot to be said about that. Great. Okay, let's go. Rabbi Nezal says now, U'bekoyach shehoyo kolol me'ovois, With the power that Moshe Rabbeinu had, because he was a combination of the Avos HaKadoshim, because he was Zeranpin, which is a combination of Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Hoyolichem Keneged Amalek. That's what gave him the power to deal with Amalek. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Cherev Noikemes Nikam Bris. He is the one who had the sword which was able to take revenge against Nekam Bris, against Amalek, who is the one who was Asher Korcho Baderech. He came to attack Bnei Israel with Korcho, with coldness, with Pigam HaBris, with Keri, that Pigam. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki ho ovois hein bris. We know that the Avos HaKadoshim are referred to by the word bris. Where do we see it? We say it every day in davening. Bebechinas v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'apes brisi Yitzchok, v'apes brisi Avraham eskor. So we see... V'chulei, I'm just saying the whole pasuk out. We see that the Avos are the Bechina of bris. They are referred to as bris. And we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Cherev noikemes nikam bris. V'amolek timei brisam. Amalek is the one who was metame the bris of Bnei Israel. The Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Asher Korcho Baderech, that Pegam Rachmon Alitzlan. V'zehu, this is what's meant when it says, V'chad Ol Bein Train, one rose up in between two. Avraham Avinu, when he went to do battle against Amalek, he went up on a mountain and he stood between two, between Aharon and Hur. They were the ones who held up his arms, if you recall, when he did battle. Rabbi Nezal says, Zehu milchemes Amalek. This refers to milchemes Amalek, Shinemar Boi, about which it says, Ve'aroin v'chur tomchu biyodov mizeechod u'mizeechod. Aroin and Chur held up his hands on this side one and on the other side one. So this is Chad Ol Bein Train. One rose up again between two. Note always this trio. The Avos HaKadoshim, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Miriam and Aharon, and Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon v'Chur. Chur and Miriam were related how? Chur was the son of Miriam. Okay, Miriam married Kalev, and her son was Chur. Right, he was killed.
By the eagle
Azov, right, that's when they killed him. Okay, next. No Taravenazol's taking each unit and explaining it clear. Next. Lavenazol says, Uboze shehichnia klipas amolek. V'tikein habris, with this that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeche, to be machnia amolek. And to be mespakein the bris kodesh, zocho lebechinas, vohoyo lechem mishne, al asher yilkitu yoim yoim. Because he was zeche to wipe out Amalek and to tikken abris, tikken abris gives a person lechem mishne, double power. Al asher yilkitu yoim yoim. The Jews were zeche that on Friday, Hashem said, I'm going to give you a double portion of mon, double what you collect every regular day. Rabbein Azal says now, so we see that he was double. Moshe Rabbeinu was an union of double. He provided a double shefa. The Yosef Shezocho Lebris. This is why we find also that Yosef HaTzadik, who perfected the bris, Ksiv Bey, it's written by him, Vayarkev Oisoi Bimirkeves HaMishneh. Paroi allowed him to ride in the Mirkeves HaMishneh, in the chariot of the viceroy to the king. Note, the word Mishneh here also means double. Lechem Mishneh, we have on Shabbos, is double bread, two bread. He rode in the chariot of the viceroy. The word Mishneh is also double, also a lashon of double. Hainu Mishneh al asher yilkitu yoim yoim. This refers to double what they got every normal day. The Jews got double on Erev Shabbos of what they got every normal day. Note the coincidental connections. Erev Shabbos is which day of the week? The sixth day of the week, which stands for the Sphere of Yisoid. And the Sphere of Yisoid, which is Yosef HaTzadik. And on the sixth day of the week, which is Yosef HaTzadik, what did they get? They got a double portion, Lechem Mishneh. Twice Lechem is Beginatria Yosef, exactly. They got twice Lechem on Friday, which is Bechinas Yosef HaTzadik. Now Rabbein Azal says, "She'al yedei bris zeiche l'shefa kfula." We see clear proof that the word Yosef, who symbolizes tikkun abris, that is twice lechem. That's shefa kfula. That's double. Rabbein Azal says, "V'zeh." This is what's meant when it says, "Trei yankin l'chad." Two, give to one, meaning. Shebechinas Shabbos mekabel miyosef lecha mishneh. Shabbos is one which receives from two. The Jews on Shabbos didn't get any food. Hashem didn't give them any mon. When did they get? They received from two, from the double portion which they got on Erev Shabbos. They had enough for Shabbos. Rabbein Azal says, Shabbos receives from Yosef, from the sixth day of the week, which is Yosef HaTzadik, Lechem Mishneh. Hainu Mishneh Torah. A double portion of Torah, a double portion of Kiddusha, which a Jew has on Shabbos. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Vo'eyeh Shashuim Yoim Yoim. We find the concept of double by the Torah also. The Torah says, I was Hashem's plaything every single day. Note, it says yoin, yoin, twice yoin. So we find by the Torah also a lashon of double. Rabbein Azal says, so Shabbos is the symbol of Torah. What's the main item on Shabbos? The learning that's done on Shabbos. The learning that's done on Shabbos is supposed to be superior to the learning of the week. Where does Shabbos draw its double power, Baruchnius? From the fact that Erev Shabbos has a double power, Bigashmias. The fact that Erev Shabbos has a double, it gives to Shabbos. What does Shabbos use that Shefa Kfula for? Ruchnias, for Torah. And then what does Shabbos do? Ubechinas Shabbos mashpia l'shar ho'ilamais. Shabbos is the one which dishes out Shefa to all the other Olamais. Which Sphira is Shabbos?
Malchus.
Malchus. Yeah. All Shefa that comes to all the Olamais, where does it have to come? Via the Malchus. Rabbein Azal says, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Nchumish, Vahoiso Shabbos Ha'oretz Lochem Li'ochlo. The Shabbos will be for you to eat. Ha'oretz, the whole world. Shabbos will provide for all the Olamais. V'zeh Chad Yanik L'kamo Sitrin. This one which receives from two then disseminates Shefa to all sides. Shabbos gives Shefa to all the worlds, to all the Olamais. Shefa is nourishment, provision.
It's
by the way, just for your sake and a review for you, you pointed out the word Shefa. We mentioned a Chiddush this Shabbos that should make your hair stand up if you appreciate a Chiddush. We know that what's the mocker of Shefa? Hashem says, you want to be zeichet to Shefa? Just open your mouth. Just be mispalel, and I'll give you all types of Shefa. What three verbs does the Gemara bring in brachas regarding to tefillah? You're learning brachas. Amido. It says by Avraham Avinu, by Avraham, Elamok Masher Omad Shom, Amido.
And Sikha was also
Sikha. Vayetze Yitzchak was Suach Basore. Sikha, Pegiyo, Amido. Roshetim is Shefa. Showing that what is the key to Shefa? If a person wants to get any type of nourishment from Hashem, Tefillah. The word Shefa is Tefillah. Sikha. Note that the Gemara takes the Dafka three, no more, no less. Mm-hmm. Those three verbs are Tefillah. Nothing is star. Nothing is
star.
No, that's where the final Zal is. That's where I planted that out. Let's grab another paragraph. Rabbeinu Zal says, Vizehu, this is, Rabbeinu Zal says, Vizehu, how does this take effect? How does this take place? Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki al yidei hadas, boim klas hanal. Through das, a person is zeichet to three items which we mentioned previously. Shehem, which are, Achila, Ushtiya, Umalbushim. Food, drink, and clothing. Vinasat, Lechem Lechel, Ubeged Lilboish. Those, Achila, Ushtiya, and Malbushim. Rabbeinu Zal explains now that Achila, Ushtiya, and Malbushim come from Das. Kiboy Klulim, because these three items are Nichlal within Das. How? The Bechina says, the Pasuk says, Mishlei, referring to the Torah, Lechu Lachmu Balachmi. We had this in this morning's Halacha Shir. Lechu Lachmu Balachmi. Hashem says, come and eat my bread. Mean eating, taste the words of Torah. That's bread. Or come and battle my Milchama, the Milchama of Torah. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Bechinas Achila. So we see the concept of Achila used regarding the Torah. Bechinas Mon, Hakol Bedas HaTorah, which symbolizing Mon, which was also an Indian of Das, an Indian of a very high level of Das, which is called the Das of the Torah. Shtiya Kol Bedas. How do we know that drinking is related to Das? The Bechinas says, the Pasuk says, Nishayanovi, Hoi Kol Tzomei Lechula Mayim. Let all those who are thirsty come and drink water. Let all those who are thirsty for religion come and drink the waters of Das, the Meimei Hadas, the waters of the Torah. Come and eat my lechem. Or come and battle my milchama. The word lachmu here either means lechem or milchama. The Mefarshim translated to mean both. Shehi HaBe'er. This symbolizes the Be'er, which is a source of the waters of Torah. Bechinas V'noizlim Min Levonon. Waves come forth from Lebanon, Milibuna Demaycha. This refers to Das, from the white matter of the brain, as the Zohar Kodesh says. Oh, sorry. Rabbeinu Zal brings a different pasuk here. V'noizlim Mitoich Be'ercha. The waves come forth from your well. So we see what's Venoizlim? The pasuk says Venoizlim in Levonoi, which means Libuna Damaycha, also an Indian of Das. Malbushim, how do we know that Malbushim are also related to Das? Bebechina, says the pasuk says, Simlo Lecho Kotzin Tihielono. That which is to you a cloak, to us will be our ruler, our leader. Leader is a Bechina of Das. Kimarachame Mienahagame. Leadership is totally in Das. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kikr Harachmin totally Bedas. Rabbeinu Zal says, Simla Lecho, a cloak of yours will be a Kotzinlon, will be an officer by us. Rabbeinu Zal says, Bechinas Onon. Cloak, Simla, something which covers, it symbolizes the clouds. The clouds cover up the light of the sun or the sky. Bechinas Levush. Bechinas besumi onon levushoi. Hashem says, I will place clouds as his cloak. Zehu Tlas Nafki Mechad. This is why we can understand that from Moshe Rabbeinu there was able to come forth three items, the Be'er, the Onon and Mon, because Be'er, Onon and Mon are all Toli in Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechinas Das. Ato Horeisul Adas Keshmolekin. Therefore, Be'er, which is an Inyan of Das, Rabbeinu Zal brought the Pasuk, Hoikol Tzamei L'chul Amayim, which is an Inyan of Das, etc., etc. The Onon, which is an Inyan of Das, Simol L'cho Kotzin Tielonu, Kotzin is a leader is an Inyan of Das, the Onon is an Inyan of Das, and the Mon is surely an Inyan of Das, that food which was given to the Doer Deo, Mikvenon, as we had before, and everything. So that's why these three items were able to come from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Tlas, Nafki Michad, these three items all come from Das. What is Das? Das is the combination of Chesed and Gvura. Okay.
Renounced like a new version of the Zohar.
Exactly. Now he's taking the same items, he's clarifying it via Midos, via Spheres.
Can you read off from Simla, Lechal Chatzin, and right after that.
Simla l'cho, that which is a cloak to you, kotzin tihi alonu, will be our officer. In other words, Malchus is a little of levush, of course, okay. Of course. Rabbein Ezal says, b'chinas onon, cloak is an inyan of clouds. Why? B'chinas levush, because a cloak is a levush, the ononim are referred to as a levush. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, B'sumi onon levusha. Hashem says, I will use the clouds as a levush.
What does B'sumi mean?
I will place the ananim as a levush for the sky, like, you follow? And we know that the Gemara says that what clothed the Bnei Yisrael during the Midbar, the clothing, the power of the clothing, that they were able to hold their own, there's a pasuk that says clearly, oh, I think this is the pasuk that they bring, B'sumi Onan Levushai, Hashem cloaked Bnei Yisrael in the desert with the Anane HaKavoy. That's what protected their clothing from being harmed by rain or snow or sun. Those are usually the items which cause clothing to become destroyed, fall apart, they were protected by the Anani Akolai. That's what protected their clothing.
So Mon doesn't even explain here.
It sure is. You pass the sentence. Achim Akolai Das, B'chinas Chagotam L'chol Amayim, Shehi Be'er, B'chinas Chagotam L'chol Amayim, Malbush, just a second, I thought I saw Mon. Right, L'chu Lachmi B'lachmi, B'chinas Achilo, B'chinas Mon, Hakol Obedas Tayo, you follow?
Yeah.
Lechem, Lechem Hashmai. And this is where we'll hold it now. But you see the style in this Torah, it's bullets. A lot of Gemara is being reviewed, clarified, and showing the connection between all
so
of them.
So going back to the Yavu Sadrish.
Exactly. And he's not finished, he's going to keep doing it again and again, showing how everything comes from its Mokko. So each Torah is like a whole world on its own. It's on a different style and everything, and yet they're all connected.
The two that gives with what we talk about this
was the Erev Shabbos, which gives the Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is Lechem Mishneh. Yosef, Tikkun Amrus.
So it's not the one which gives the Shabbos. Is it Tikkun Amrus, which gives, or is it Erev Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos is Tikkun Amrus. That's why Erev Shabbos is B'nafka, the union of 39, Yud Kei Vav, which ends with the Vav, the 39 lines of Yud Kei Vav, Yud Vav Dalet, Rabbein Ezal brings it in a Torah, Torah Yud Aleph. Rabbein Ezal brings Homim Shalishim Gever. He's talking about the Bris Ilah, the Bris Hatah. He talks about Tau Eiros, Baba Ba, and he brings it related to Tikkun Amrus.
Comes a rabbi from Russia, and this is the writings that he wrote.
Haim kol eile yifal keil, ponim sholosh ingever. All of this Hashem will do for a person three times for a person. Three times, 13, 13, 13, 39.
So Marenu harav nachman, rabbi nachman.
To be continued.
Yeah.
And that's why Tikkun Amrus is called Az. Boyaz, why is it called Boyaz?
Boyaz.
In him is strength. Why Az? Because we said Tikkun Amrus is a meaning of double. Double what? Double this number 39 twice. Twice 39 is bigger than for your eyes. Mm. Exactly. Showing that this is eyes, this is the strength. This is what requires strength to beat this taiva of the others. We should be zeicher to learn, to understand, and that the Torah should act as a refuah to all those who need a refuah. Leah has a toothache, she should get a refuah. We who are crazy should get a refuah. Everybody should get a refuah. Okay, we're continuing in Torah Nun Ches, and we're putting on where we had left off. A 60-second summary of what we had so far. Rabbein Ezal is basing this whole Torah on a statement in the Zohar Kodesh in Bereishis, where the Zohar Kodesh seems to say a whole thing which doesn't seem to make sense at all. In other words, short sentences, three come from one. One is dependent on three. One goes up between two. Two give to one. One gives to many. This is the statement in the Zohar Kodesh, which would seem to be very unclear. Obviously, there was an explanation to it. Rabbein Ezal is taking these items and explaining them one by one. The three which come from one, Rabbein Ezal quoted the Gemara.
Does the Zohar Kodesh just leave it at that and not give any further explanation?
I don't know. It's possible, definitely. It's possible to an extent, because could be the Mechot on the side explain it, or could be they explain it later. But regardless, Rabbein Ezal attacks it, explaining each item. The three that come from one, Rabbein Ezal explained the three items, the Be'er, the Onon, and the Mon, which came from Moshe Rabbeinu, because factually we know that they came in the Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mon came in the Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Be'er in the Zchus of Miriam Hanaviyah, and the Onon, the clouds, came in the Zchus of Aaron HaKohen. However, the Gemara does say that, for example, when Aaron HaKohen passed away, the clouds left Bnei Yisrael for a period of time, then they were restored in the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Miriam passed away, Miriam Hanaviyah, the Be'er stopped giving forth its water for a short period of time, then it was restored in the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zion Ador, all three items stopped to function. So we would have to say, in a sense, that all three came from one. Although they came in the schus of three other ones, we see that one was capable of bringing forth all three. Who is this? Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Pshat Neposik, Vo'akhid Shloishes Haroyim B'Yerach Echod. Hashem says, I will take away the three shepherds in one month. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was kolol from three, in the month that he passed away, in a sense, all three were taken away. Then Rabbein Ezal brings the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was kol from the three avos, and Rabbein Ezal brings proofs to that to show that clearly. That's the one which comes from three. What gave him the power that three items came from him? The fact that he came from three. He was a combination of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then Rabbein Ezal brought that with that koyach he had the cherev, he had the power to deal with Amalek, cherev mekemes nekam bris, etc., etc. And then I believe we were up to Ois Dalid? No, Ois Hay.
No.
Rabbein Ezal brings it in the second paragraph. I'm not going to go into it now. He brings Pesukim to show that.
We're up to the Igar, which is involved by Ois Hay.
Right. Okay. Then Rabbein Ezal showed how all these three items, the Be'er, the Onon, and the Mon, the Be'er is an Indian of Achila. It's water to drink. The Be'er is Shtia, drink. The Mon is Achila, food. And the Onon is clothing. The Gemara brings clearly that the Anani HaKovid are what clothed Bnei Yisrael in the desert. They protected them from any harm, from any outside forces or anything. So Rabbein Ezal shows how Das is referred to in the Torah as Achila, L'chu Lachmu Balachmi, come and do battle in my Melchemes HaTorah. The word lechem is also bread. We see that the Torah is referred to as bread. Shtia, hoi kol tzamei lechulamayim. Those who are thirsty come to drink water, the waters of Torah. We see that Torah is compared to drink. And clothing, Rabbein Ezal brings a pasuk, simla lecho kotzin, showing that Torah is also an Indian of a cloak that a person wears. Rabbi Yechon korile lamani mechabdusa, the whole kavoid of a person, ein kavoid ela Torah, the Gemara says. So we know that Das is actually Achila, Shtia, and Malbushim, which means that because Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeche to Das, these three items were able to come from him. Achila, Shtia, and Malbushim. We're saying it in summary form. We went through the whole thing. If anybody has any questions, they can look here. It's very simple. they'll be able to recheck these things. Now let's continue where we left off. Rav Enezal says now, we're in the middle of Ois Hei by the word V'ikar. V'ikar kiyum Oishel Hadas al Yidei Ho'ovois. The main kiyum. If a person wants his das to have a kiyum, it's only through the Ovois HaKadoshim, only through the power of Avram, and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that a person's das can have a kiyum. What are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? They represent Shehem, Chesed, Givura, Tiferes. Within the Midas of Hashem, we always say that Avraham is Chesed, kindness, Hachnasas Orchim, etc., etc. Yitzchak is Din, harshness, serving Hashem by being killed, allowing himself to be killed for the service of Hashem. Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes, beauty, he's the combination of both. Rav Enezal says that in order for a person's Das to have a Kiyum, it must have all these three powers, Chesed, Givura, and Tiferes. How? Rav Enezal says, Chesed, Hainu Bechinas Avraham. Chesed symbolizes Avraham Avinu. Where do we see a concept of Chesed in the study of Torah? The Gemara says at the end of Sukkah that there were two great tzaddikim who were both very, very learned, Dovr HaMelech and Shaul HaMelech. The Gemara says, Dovr HaMelech was zeichet to halacha kemoisoi, that whenever he said a statement, whenever there was a debate between him and anybody else in Torah, the halacha always came out like him. Shaul HaMelech had the exact opposite mazel in halacha kemoisoi. Whatever he paskin, the halacha was just the opposite. The Gemara says, why? What item is it that gave Dovr HaMelech this power? The Gemara says, because v'toiras chesed ala shayna'a. Dovr HaMelech's Torah was a Torah of chesed. When he studied Torah, he studied it with the intention of teaching it to other people. This is what gave him the zechiyah that he was zechet to halacha kamaisai. The Gemara brings this at the end of Sukkah. This is what Rav Enezal is going to refer to now. Rav Enezal says, what is chesed with regards to studying Torah? A Jew is required to teach his chokhma to other people, and to bring them under the wings of the Shechina, to bring them close to Kiddusha. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, V'toiras Chesed al Shechina. V'omru Chazal, the Gemara says, what do you mean? There's a thing called Teiras Chesed, and there's a Teiras She'enu Shel Chesed? What do we mean, Teiras Chesed? Teiras which is... The Gemara says, Teiras Chesed, Zu Haloi Mei Teirah Amanas Lamda. He studies Teirah with the intention of not being stingy. He studies Teirah with the intent that as soon as he's going to become capable to pass this Teirah along to somebody else, he's going to do it. Pasuk says in Mishlei, V'Teiras Chesed Al Shaina. V'omru Chazal, the Gemara says, what do you mean? There's a thing called Teiras Chesed, and there's a Teiras She'enu Shel Chesed? What do we mean, Teiras Chesed? Teirah which is... The Gemara says, Teiras Chesed, Zu Haloi Mei Teirah Amanas Lamda. He studies Teirah with the intention of not being stingy. He studies Teirah with the intent that as soon as he's going to become capable to pass this Teirah along to somebody else, he's going to do it.